it's left Theresa May weakened because it's now very clear the level of opposition to her and her policies within the Conservative Party. But on the other hand, it's also made it difficult for there to be a leadership change, unless it's a change on her own terms. In other words, she decides to resign as leader. So I don't think anybody, either Theresa May or those who are opposed to her leadership, have come out any stronger from last night's vote.
And do you think it was surprising that so many people voted against her last night? Because 200 to 117 isn't—it's not a huge gap, is it?
No, the problem is it's not just the sort of headline figure. It's the fact that once you take away the number of people who are on the government payroll, you know, those who have ministerial jobs, junior ministers as well as cabinet ministers and so on, which is sort of 160-odd people, what it looks like is that basically two-thirds of the rest voted against her. In other words, didn't vote to support her. So that's going to be a very, very worrying result for her, because it shows that really the sort of, you know, the neutrals, if you like, within her parliamentary party are strongly opposed to her.
And so how do you think she'll be feeling this morning following it all?
Well, I mean, it gives her a breathing space, and it gives the country a breathing space, because the sort of prospect of a change of prime minister is not in the offering in the short term, which means a change in government policy is not in the offering in the short term. But what it does domestically is obviously to make clear that the speculation that was there in terms of whether the withdrawal agreement could get through Parliament is probably right, in the sense that there aren't enough Conservative members of Parliament who are likely to support it to get it through. So it's going to rely on support from, or have to rely on support from opposition MPs if it's going to stand a chance of getting through Parliament.
So what's next for Theresa May then?
Well, I mean, two things, I think. One is that the leadership challenge doesn't go away, because obviously in the course of the confidence vote, she also made clear a timetable for her exit, which means that all those who want to succeed her, you know, are obviously now going to agitate even more strongly for, you know, themselves as the front runner to succeed her. So I think it further complicates the sort of loss of authority for her, which was already there. But I think what it also does is that it makes clear in the UK's relationship with the EU that there is a very, very fragile, even non-existent majority there to support the withdrawal agreement. So from the EU side, I suspect they will ramp up their no-deal preparations.